Okay, I have been asked a few times recently about Ritzuos. We gave it a Temen Alach Shira on Ritzuos once, but I don't think we focused very much on the idea of the Ritzuos that come, if you've ever seen, that come black on both sides, that they come black in the front and black in the back. And the idea of the double black Ritzuos is that when your Ritzuos flip around, when you're wearing tefillin, so you're supposed to straighten them out. The black is supposed to be showing on the outside. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Hei, talks about how the noi, the beauty, is supposed to be exposed, it's supposed to be to the outside, and one of the Amorayim had his Ritzuos flipped once, and the other Amora tried to correct him. And he said, oh, I didn't realize. Had I realized, of course I would have switched it. So wouldn't we just solve all the world's problems by putting black on both sides of the Ritzuos? And then, good, we're done. You don't have to worry about if it's flipping around or not, if it's a problem. So there are many that do have these black rituals. Is there any problem with it? Is there any issue with it? So let's start with where it comes from. Aside from the new idea of doing it just to solve any problems of the rituals becoming flipped, the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Yudalid, writes that even though the halacha is you only need one side of the rituals to be black, it's noy hula tefillin. It's considered a beauty, it's considered a hiddur mitzvah, it makes the tefillin more beautiful when everything is black, when both sides are black. That's how the Rambam writes, the Arzarua holds this way as well. Now, that Shitas Rambam, Mishabura writes, is not accepted by halacha. We don't think it's a greater hidur to the tefillin itself just to have everything black. So to be yotzei shitas Rambam, we wouldn't do it. That's not our minhag. There are Jews always that have been choshish for shitas Rambam, but if that's not your tradition, you certainly wouldn't go with double black tefillin because of the shitas Rambam. There's also a shita of the Keses HaSofer. Keses HaSofer, you're like, who's that? It's the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Ah, that's who it is. So the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds that the back of the tefillin doesn't need, the back of the rituals don't need to be black, but the sides need to be black. That at least the side edges do need to be black. And again, that is not accepted the halacha by most poskim. We assume that only the front needs to be black. Now, what they have done in recent times, even though the Shita Saramam has pretty much not been accepted, and the Shita of the Keses HaSofer has not been accepted, what they did in recent times is made black on both sides, A, just in case they get flipped around, and B, the other reason they made it black on both sides is that very often what happens with tefillin is the shine or the black color starts to fade or gets scraped off or cracks, and then the white leather or the gray or beige leather becomes exposed. Having the leather become exposed not appear black, depending where it is on your tefillin and how much of it is like that, could potentially be a psul in the tefillin, or at the very least may only be a b'diyeved. Would make your tefillin not kasher l'chadchila. So what they started to do is when they dyed these ritzuos, they would saturate the ritzuos in a very thick black dye, producing a ritzua that's completely black through and through. That if you were to cut it open, if you were to peel it, you would see more black on the inside. It was the dye went completely through and through to make it entirely black. And the purpose of that was, again, to make it that it will never be puzzled, that it will never be a problem if it cracks or if something happens. So that's the twofold advantage, is that if it gets flipped around, you'll still have black showing, and if it gets scraped off, it will appear black, and it won't appear to have another color. So is there any problem with this? Is there any issue with this? Sounds like a great idea. So what an Eitzah that no one ever thought of before. So in the Sefer that I've been using a lot on Hilchos Stam, I forgot what it's called already. I've been using it a lot, I promise. But I forgot what it's called. The English book that has all these the how-tos in Hilchos Stam. In the back, he has Miluim, where he has Hebrew essays on a variety of different topics in Hilchos Stam. And one of his essays is about the double black tefillin. And he quotes from a tshuva from a Gon Echad b'Yerushalayim. He doesn't say who the Gon Echad is. I've heard that Rav Sternbach is a supporter of the double black tefillin, so maybe it's Rav Sternbach, I'm guessing, but he doesn't say who the Gon Echad is. This Gon Echad, because he attacks him, this whole piece is to say that he's wrong. But this Gon Echad in Yerushalayim says that he prefers the double black tefillin, because the metzius is that very often tefillin do get cracked and they do get and they do start to fade, and this way you never have that problem. So it's a great maila in these ritzuos. And he says that the Rav Sternbach, or whoever this Gon Echad says, you might ask, Ma hayu bedoros harishonim? How come no one ever did this before? So he says, Kushya nechona v'chazakehi. It's a good strong kasha. But I have a couple of possible answers. It says, first of all, it could be that the way they used to dye the tefillin, they used to blacken the tefillin, was different than the way they do it now. And therefore, they didn't need to make it black on the other side, because even when it would get scraped in the front, the dye went far enough in that even when it would get scraped or cracked in the front, maybe the way they used to do it would make it that it was still black, that it wasn't a problem. And for some reason, the way we blacken the tefillin now has changed, and the only way to do it is to do it with this special way where it's completely black through and through, even on the reverse side. That's one possible reason. Second possibility, he says, that maybe they just didn't have the ability to dye tefillin in this way. Maybe they could have thought of blackening the other side, but that won't help when it cracks. They didn't have the ability to dye it through and through, to make it black through and through, where maybe they just didn't know how to do it. They just didn't have the metzius. So it's, he writes in the Sefer that Legabe, the first Taina, he says, "Halo pashut to davrza kashalam rabli yadiya brura, shechein kachaya metzius." To invent what the metzius used to be in the old days, when you don't know what the metzius used to be, to say, oh, it must be that they had ways of dyeing that were much stronger than our ways of dyeing the tefillin. Who said? How do you know? Did you ever see that? Did you ever see old tefillin that looked like they were dyed better? To make up a metzius, to justify why you're going to make a brand new practice, that's pretty unlikely to accept. That's a little difficult to accept. And he says, aside from that, you're being motzi las ala rishonim, that there were people that never were makbid to have both sides black, to have it black through and through, and you're being motzi las ala rishonim. So he says, aside from being motzi, and he says the Magen Avraham in Siman Lamed Beis, in Sifkat Memhei, he quotes, says that sometimes it's better to be machnis yourself into a suffek bittel mitzvah tefillin rather than be motzi las ala rishonim. You don't want to say that Jewish practice for centuries was wrong, and you're the chacham that finally figured out how to be a real Jew. No one else figured it out before you. You don't want to be motzi las ala rishonim. He points out, this isn't only being motzi las ala rishonim, it's also being motzi las al ha'achronim, all the gedolei adar now. How many of them have the double black tefillin? So you're being motzi las on everybody, and everybody does it. You're saying that you're the only one that knows how to do it. So this Gon Echad said, I'm not being motzi las, I'm being machmir. There's being motzi las, I'm being machmir. I think it's a viable chumrah. Maybe those who were not so careful about this weren't careful about it because they were always careful to make sure that if there was ever a chip in their tefillin, they immediately painted it over, they immediately re-dyed it. I'm not so careful about that, so I want to make sure that even if it does chip, and even if it does, that I'll never have a problem. Not being motzi las ala rishonim. Second taina he rejects over here, and he says just not mistaver at all, that they didn't have the ability to blacken the tefillin entirely. They couldn't think of the idea of just soaking it entirely in black ink to make it completely dyed. He says that's he says he checked with people who are mumchim in this area. He says it's just not true. Of course they had the ability to do it, and there's no way that you could say they didn't do it just because they didn't think about it. Now we do have rayas. He says Rashi writes, Minachas Lamed Hamed Beis, mentioned before, one of the Amoraim had his tefillin flipped around. He said, I didn't realize, Lava Adatai, you're supposed to have the Noi Bachutz. And Rashi explains, the Noi means the black part is supposed to be exposed to the outside. The clear assumption is, only one side is black, the other side is not black. Apparently that was the assumption. The Sefer Os Chaim V'Shalom from the Minchas HaLazar, Siman Lamed Gimel, Sifkat and Beis, also quotes this raya from the Gemara Minachas Taf Lamed Hei, and he says that he saw over here from Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Dolo Mashke that from the Gemara it appears that the Ritzua is not black on the back, and they asked him which Gemara, and he said Minachas Lamed Hei Beis, that it's that same Gemara that makes it very clear that the Ritzua was only black on one side. Nevertheless, there are many achronim that have no problem with it, that think it's a very good idea to have the shachris. I'm sorry, he says, and not only that, if a little bit chips, who says your tefillin are going to be puzzle? It could be that it's not such that there are, the Mishnah Berurah is very machmir about small chips in the tefillin. But not all the achronim agree with the Mishnah Berurah. The Eshel Avram Yibachach, the Eshel Avram Primogadim, the Marshag, the Salmas Chaim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, many others aren't nearly as machmir as the Mishnah Berurah in terms of the chipping of the black on the Ritzuos. And he says, it's Yadua that Rav Yashiv would not put on these new Ritzuos. He wants wanted to keep his old ritzuos, and even though Rav Eliashiv was later quoted as saying that he doesn't reject them, he just didn't want them, he didn't see any need for them, he doesn't think there's a problem with them, but he didn't see any need to dafka wear these double-sided ritzuos. I did see some of the sofrim suggest that if you're not going to be careful and you're not going to be on top of it and to make sure that your ritzuos are always black, I happen to keep in my tefillin case, I keep one of those things you can just paint on the shema whenever you want if it ever starts to fade. If you're not going to be careful about it, maybe it does make sense to have the double black, but it's just always, we always have to, what you see from this whole conversation, no one can find a halachic problem with it. There's no halachic issue with it. What you see from this whole conversation is that any new innovation in Judaism is always going to be viewed with a very healthy dose of cynicism. And as we quoted from Avula yesterday, that's good. It should be that way. We shouldn't just accept changes. Oh, sounds like a good idea, we'll just change everything. We should view it with cynicism. The question is, at what point do we start to accept things? So, okay, so that's a question everyone can figure out. Thanks.